to get home. Nothing offered just then, and while waiting he associated naturally with the men of his calling in the port. The majority, like himself, had been thrown there by some accident and had remained as officers of country ships. They had now a horror of the home service, with its harder conditions, severer view of duty, and the hazard of stormy oceans. They were attuned to the eternal peace of eastern sky and sea. They loved short passages, good deck chairs, large native crews, and the distinction of being white. To Jim, that gossiping crowd viewed as seamen seemed at first more unsubstantial than so many shadows. But in time, there grew up slowly another sentiment. And suddenly, giving up the idea of going home, he took a berth as chief mate of the Patna. The Patna was a local steamer, as old as the hills, lean like a greyhound and eaten up with rust worse than a condemned water tank. She was owned by a Chinaman, chartered by an Arab, and commanded by a sort of renegade New South Wales German. After she had been painted outside and whitewashed inside, 800 pilgrims, more or less, were driven on board as she lay with steam up alongside a wooden jetty. They came covered with dust, with sweat, with grime, with rags. The strong men at the head of family parties, the lean old men,